Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on September 8th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. The Law Society of Ontario is moving to stop a man who admitted to sexually abusing children from becoming a practicing lawyer. In the case of AA versus Law Society, the tribunal found that AA is of good character and eligible to be licensed as a lawyer, despite the society having argued against allowing him to be licensed. It's now appealing the decision of the tribunal. Given the public interest in this decision, the Law Society wants to ensure the public is aware of the current status of this matter, the regulator said in a news release. The society is in the process of filing a motion for a stay of the tribunal's decision, pending the appeal. According to the tribunal's July 25th ruling, AA sexually abused children on three occasions in 2009. He was living in another country with his family at the time. He was never criminally charged, but had to be supervised when around children. On returning to Canada, he completed his legal education and first applied for a license in 2012 without disclosing the sexual abuse. The Law Society learned about the abuse through an anonymous tip, and AA abandoned his application in 2017. He now admits he behaved dishonestly during that first application process. A psychiatrist diagnosed him as suffering from a paedophilic disorder in remission, meaning that while he showed symptoms in the past, he no longer displays any now, and his overall risk level is low. Investors and other stakeholders often see equity, diversity, and inclusion strategies as a means to benchmark a company's overall commitment to ESG issues. A lack of focus on EDI can adversely affect an organization's reputation, brand, and business success. In-house counsel play a vital role in setting a precedent to ensure that the entire company follows regulations and rules surrounding human rights and fosters dignity and fairness within the workplace. As Vice President, Diversity, Equity and Belonging at Canadian Tire, Letessia Rose works closely with the legal team. She regards the in-house lawyers as key contributors to Canadian Tire's EDI journey. She says having a clear EDI strategy is important.
I would say you don't have to measure everything, but just be really thoughtful in what you're measuring, why you're measuring it, and does it tell the story of the work that you're doing? And when you get the results of that measurement, are you going to do something with it? So if I now know, wow, I look at our numbers, we have no Indigenous representation, are you going to do something about it? Because I think that's where, that's where organizations can be at risk, where you do these measurements and then you don't do anything about it. And I think that's where risk comes into play.
With regulators highlighting plenty of deficiencies in conflicts of interest practices in a recent staff notice, securities registrants will be busy comparing their procedures with the findings, says Nancy Marad, a securities lawyer and founder and CEO of Registrant Law.
So essentially it's saying that the street still has a lot of work to do when it comes to conflicts of interest.
The most important takeaways for lawyers and their registered clients, she says, is to examine the notice and conduct a gap analysis against their existing practices, policies and disclosures. The CSA's client focus reforms came into force in 2021. Under the reforms, registrants must take reasonable steps to identify existing and reasonably foreseeable material conflicts of interest and must address those material conflicts in the best interest of clients. With their US rollout right around the corner, SiteRight and Jurisage have announced a merger. SiteRight is a document drafting tool for litigators, and Jurisage uses AI to produce case law insights. The combination of the two Canadian legal tech companies will carry on under the name Jurisage. Before the deal, both companies had imminent plans to enter the US market, which remains an important medium-term priority, says Colin Lachance, Jurisage's co-founder and current CEO, who will now take up the role of Chief Innovation Officer. He says Jurisage will roll out in the US during the first half of 2024. Canadian lawyers spoke with the outgoing president of the Canadian Bar Association, Steve Spujold, about the recent Law Society of Ontario elections, in which diversity and inclusion and the role of a legal regulator was vigorously debated.
I was pleased to see that there was a big debate, a robust debate, and that people were reading and listening. So it's a good thing, but we have to make sure and wish that the Law Society will continue to foster its mission and be seen as a strong institution, because it is extremely important. When you lose self-regulation, you become closer to the state, you lose some of the independence you need. And without an independent bar, independent bench, you don't really have a strong democracy. And we see that in other countries.
He also reflected on his accomplishments during his term.
I visited most of our branches across the country, which was extremely interesting and fun. So I met with thousands of our members. I also appeared twice before the Senate, once before the Finance Committee and once before the Legal Issues Committee to advocate on the CBA position. I attended a great number of international events, either being the IBA, the ABA meeting 3 weeks ago in Denver, and also other meetings in Africa and London as well. We released a report on access to justice for trans and non-binary people, which was a great milestone in the long march of our association towards equality of everyone. And more specifically on my personal priorities, we created and launched the Presidential Advisory Group on Inclusion and Access to Justice for Trans, Non-Binary and Gender Diverse People that we call GDAG, which is the new acronym, and they will be issuing recommendations shortly that will be released this fall for the legal community. And on the second personal priority, which was judicial independence, we hosted a great summit on June 21st, in-person summit in Ottawa at the Chateau Laurier, and then we brought together under the keynote speaker of Chief Justice Wagner, who were really happy and proud that he could be there and address the participants. We brought together lawyers, judges, chief justices, and journalists to talk about what is judicial independence, why is it so important, why is it challenged, what are the causes, where are the solutions, how can we work together, and that was a great discussion.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.